Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right. You know, in case my family's listening, did you know Father's Day is on Sunday? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. And we have some great ideas for Father's Day presents. What about spicinfoods.com? Gentlemen, would you please step up to the microphone, introduce yourselves to our listeners that didn't get a chance to hear when you forced Nate Bucati to... Did you suffer pain from the wings?
No, I mean, yes.
Right. He kind of danced around that, didn't he?
I mean, it was delicious pain.
It was good pain. It was good, but, you know.
It was delicious pain. By the end of it, my mouth was numb.
Right.
But
you knew the ins and outs of everything.
But the process was very enjoyable, and I've used several of those spices or those hot sauces since.
So please give us your name, your title, your whatever the people need to know about the good folks from Spice and Foods, please.
Well, my name is Mike Armstrong. I am the business development executive here at Spice and Foods. And that is, of course, a local Kansas City company.
And, Mike, I know we have the very strong and silent type over. Come on, step on. You're always working so hard when you're in here. I want you to talk to people. Tell people your name and what you do.
My name is Jim Swanson, and I do the retail sales for Spice and Foods.
And you got a plate of ribs right now in your hand. Let's start first. So people out there, hey, you procrastinate. I get it. And you look at the calendar like, oh, no, a couple days is Father's Day. Right, and your store is open Friday and Saturday, right?
Well, our store is open every Friday right. and Saturday. And you know, the last time we were in here, we tore you up pretty good with those hot sauces.
Yeah,
and we wanted to be nice to you this time.
Thank you.
With Father's Day coming, there's nothing like a good barbecue. We also have the 4th of July right around the corner. So this time we've brought you in ribs from Joe's KC, but we're applying our sauces to them. So what we're going to do today is we're going to take you around the country with various sauces from all over the United States, the various regions. And that is the one thing about American Stockyard barbecue sauce that we're very proud of is that we understand that consumers from all over the United States have different tastes. They like to, you know, enjoy sauces from maybe an area of the country that they come from. So we make our barbecue sauces in every region of the United States. And because of that, we're going to let you sample these delicious ribs with these delicious sauces from all over the United States. And I believe what we've got started today is we're going to take you down to Texas with our Texas Hill Country American Stockyard barbecue sauce.
First of all, where did you get these ribs?
These ribs are definitely from Joe's KC, so you know they're going to be delicious.
All right.
I feel like Chris Rock, and I'm going to get you sucked right now. How much for one rib?
I'm going to say this because I...
Say it.
As a person who... I love Kansas City barbecue, and you can even be territorial about which barbecue spots in town you like.
Right.
But, you know, it's like it's this thing you're supposed to do where you're from Kansas City, you're supposed to say that barbecue from everywhere else is no good. Oh, ours is the best. And ours is the best. But there is great barbecue in all other parts, and I like to try it all. I like Carolina barbecue. I like it all.
What an absolute kiss ass you are! But go ahead, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm kissing ass right now because I want to eat these ribs.
Okay, so what do we? So we have American Stockyard, all natural Texas Hill Country, and so how would you describe this to the people that won't get a chance to taste this right now?
All right. Well, when you're talking Texas style barbecue, that's going to be a little smokier, more mesquite-y. It's not going to have
Nambi.
All of the molasses and brown sugar that you might find in a KC-style barbecue sauce. But it's definitely delicious. And certainly for those people from the southwest area of the United States, they think that this is the best. So we make sure that we provide a product that they can all enjoy while they're in Kansas City.
This is delicious.
What are you saying, Nate?
I love it.
You're a play-by-play man. You're a wordsmith.
The term smoky that you used is perfect. You can definitely pick that up. And I smoked some ribs a couple weekends ago for the guys at Fox, and I use mesquite a lot of times when I smoke. I like the characteristics of it, and this sauce is delicious. It's wonderful.
Nandi, go to that mic right there. How would you describe what you're Intern Namdi enjoying some ribs at
it's fantastic.
8:12 in the morning, right?
Yeah, it's like very sweet. I like that flavor that's got on there. What's going on with
so,
it?
Yeah, yeah. As Intern Namdi says, what's going on with this flavor? So, well, I mean, there's a little bit of a kick to it. The more sweet and smoky, right?
Well, you know, not every barbecue sauce has to be, you know, sweet. It can all have a little kick to mm-hmm. it. And so what we do is we just make sure that we hit all those flavor profiles so that any consumer that wants to buy a sauce that hits their palate, you know, it's available to them. And, of course,
I would call that sauce that sauce tangy. Because it's like it has a little kick, but it's not going to make you sweat or anything like that. Does that sound
no?
That,
yeah,
Paige, you want to eat one while you're running the camera and get your camera all saucy and greasy, you know? And then Paige says, "Stop." Paige says, "Stop bothering me right now while I'm trying to work." I'm sorry.
Well, I'm really looking forward to this next one.
What is the next one?
This has to be the smoky mustard.
Now we're going to take it down to Carolina.
Smoky mustard.
Mm-hmm. Right, Carolina barbecue sauce has a mustard base to it, so mm-hmm. obviously this mustard. Is called smoky mustard from American Stockyard.
All right. So what do you like? The Texas, do you like the smoky mustard? What's your favorite?
Oh, I'm a Kansas City guy.
Right.
Kansas
well, between
City
those
classic.
Two, though.
I would prefer a Texas style over the mustard. It's just not something that I grew up eating, but that does not mean to say that it's not an outstanding product.
I want to have...
I like this better than Texas, I think.
Okay.
There you go.
I like it. I like it better. So... I think if I'm going to use this sauce, I'm using it on some pulled pork, like a Carolina.
See, I'm a mustard guy, though.
Like pulled pork and some coleslaw on top, like that Carolina style sandwich, with this sauce would be absolutely perfect. I think this is great on the ribs too, though.
I like this one better.
Tell me why.
I don't know.
I think this is a great introduction to Carolina barbecue. I've never had Carolina barbecue. I'm not a huge mustard fan, but spectacular. This is better than the Texas one, I will say. Good. It's really good.
These ribs really cut the mustard here, you know. Wow. All right, so this is what's the name of you? Got the label on your side. Tell the name again. What's so people will know?
Smoky mustard barbecue sauce.
All right, smoky. Okay, let's advance to the next round here. What do we got? What's this one going to be?
This is the harvest apple.
You know,
harvest apple.
Yeah, there's an area of the country that a lot of people don't realize actually enjoy barbecue, and you go up to the Northwest where the apples are grown. Well, this is going to be a very sweet apple sauce that is primarily up in the Northwest of the United States. And you're going to like this. We've won more awards with this sauce than any other sauce that we have.
Really?
Well, it's so unique. It's a one-of-a-kind kind of sauce. It's at a level that you could almost pour it on ice cream. It's that sweet.
Oh, that's really sweet. I like it, but yeah, that's super sweet.
Yeah, it's almost like an apple butter.
When I think of apple harvest, I think of the fall. Is this something that I'd want to cook in the fall, or is it good any time of year?
Well, I believe the Chiefs play in the fall, so if you're going to have a barbecue and you're going to tailgate, this would be perfect for the fall.
This is like if you mixed an apple pie with some ribs at the same time.
I've
never had anything like
this. Is
that
the common description you give people? What's like apple pie and ribs together?
But I've ever given that description.
Right, well, put that on the label. See how that works out for you, for your marketing.
Apple butter, you're right.
Yeah.
It's really good. I've never had anything like it on a rib.
And I think that's why we've won so many awards with it. It is a very unique sauce. It's a one of a kind that nobody else has out there across the nation.
I like it. But I would probably choose to get something a little bit more spicy, but I could see why people, you know, it's an acquired taste, but it's good. Namdi, let's see what Namdi has. He's the...
All right, this is a little interesting. I'm going to have to say, this is a trust me, bro, sauce. I'm going to have to go with that. Like, I bring it around, I'd be like, you got to try this. And people are going to be like, a little bit skeptical because they're like, I don't know about apple on the rib. Trust me. You got to trust me on this one. I like this one a lot.
Trust me, bro.
How about that? How about what Namdi just said, a trust me, bro sauce? Do you think that could be used in a marketing campaign?
You know what? As long as he's eating it and he's buying it, I'm okay with it.
That's
know?
Right.
Now, I will say that the apple in it is primarily really great with pork. More so than a beef. But it's really great with pork. As everybody knows, apples and pork go great together.
Okay, so what's this next one here?
I'm not sure which one he just gave you.
What do we got here now?
KC Classic.
Oh, okay, now we're KC, coming right into our hometown. Home.
Here we go now.
Now this is what I used the other day for the guys that came over from Fox, and they loved it.
Yeah, obviously when you're dealing with a KC barbecue sauce, a classic barbecue sauce, you've got the brown sugar and the molasses,
it's
very, very delicious. It's a little thicker than the other sauces, if you'll notice. This one is my personal favorite, but then I'm a KC guy.
No comparison. It's the best.
Yeah, hands down, but the other ones are all good, but this is
Mike, I don't know if you picked up on this, but Nate had the guys over from Fox over last week. He's mentioned that a couple times.
Over,
did you happen to did you hear that at all? Be okay. Kansas City Classic, what do you got to say about this? Come on.
This is going on my dinner table. I think this is my brother's barbecue sauce. He's going to definitely enjoy this one. I have to pick him up a bottle. It's good. It's really good.
And this is your favorite?
Yeah, what's the one that I really enjoy.
Is this the best-selling one?
In Kansas City, it is, but, of course, we're all over the country. We're actually in 27 different countries. We ship this all over the world.
Wow.
So,
but I would think in other places people want Kansas City barbecue because they hear so much about
very
it.
Very much so. Europe is becoming bigger and bigger in the barbecue sauce category.
So what's the top-selling one nationwide, then?
I would guess that's probably the Pitmaster, which is more of a... Now, our Pitmaster is slightly different than other Pitmasters that we do spin it a little on the KC side. When you think Pitmasters, you're usually thinking Memphis style. We do add some of the brown sugar molasses to make it ours, but it will be a little more spicy, a little more savory than the Kansas City Classic.
You know, Nate's known for his bologna chub. What would you? Which sauce would you use for that? Any? He smokes bologna chubs. Why is everyone laughing at him? You know, he gets the 3 pound or the 5 pound out there with their friends. You know, so
you know if you're smoking bologna, just pour any of these on it. It'll make it better.
What did I tell you? Now, what do we got here? What's the last one?
Original Pitmaster.
Okay, original Pitmaster.
All right. Now we're dealing with this is more of a competition style. This is something you'll see all over the country.
Okay, tell me about some of the ingredients here.
Well, I mean, obviously, you're going to have a little more vinegar.
See, I like vinegar so I like that vinegar base, okay?
Right, but we did throw some brown sugar molasses in it to give it more of a Kansas City spin. But at the same time, it is more of a Memphis style with the vinegar base and it's a little spicy. So, all pretty good. You guys seem to be enjoying this. All these ribs are going down.
I was going to say, I picked out.
I love Kansas City, but that's my favorite one.
The Pitmaster?
Yep.
It's a competition style. This is what we make. So when people go to these barbecue competitions, this is the one a lot of times they'll use.
So give some ideas. If people want to come down to Spice and Foods for Dear Old Dad, can you get like a whole set of them? Do you have to buy them individually? Like if people want to get, if they're listening to this and they want to hook up Dad with some barbecue sauce.
We have some gift packs, sure we do. Yeah, if you wanted to come down to the Spice and gift shop and buy a set of sauces, we'll have some gift packs in there. Now, there might only be three of them in a gift pack. I don't think we have all five of them in a single gift pack.
Just buy them all.
Yeah.
But they're all available there, and, you know, what a perfect time, you know, coming into Father's Day. Everybody's going to be grilling. Everybody's going to be out, if we can handle the heat, to be on the deck having some delicious barbecue for Father's Day.
What do you say about the Nandi? What do you say about the original Pitmaster here?
Very like original flavor. It was similar to the Kansas City one, I would say. I liked it.
So you can get these at Hen House and Price Chopper.
That is correct, in a lot of specialty stores all over the Kansas City area. So and of course we're all over the country with this stuff as well. But if you're here in Kansas City and you wanted to find these products, you can find them at Hen House and Price Chopper.
If you're shopping for your dad, especially if your dad likes to...
First of all, get the ribs from Joe's Kansas City, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Good God.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Get the ribs from Joe's Kansas City, and then get them the sauce, and then boom. You know, you've got your picnic ready to go. Or if you got a dad that likes to smoke meats himself...
Right.
This is a wonder. my kids, if they're listening right now,
right? Well, they know Dad loves to smoke meat, so
they do know
obviously
that.
Get,
they know that I had the Fox guys over too. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, did you hear about that?
Yeah,
he had the Fox guys over.
Smoked some ribs.
Smoked some ribs.
I think he had the Fox
guys.
Mike is
stunned by that.
But what's fun about that? Like, I just got into the deal about smoking ribs. I got a smoker 2 years ago, and I'm really enjoying it. But what's fun about it is, if you're gonna smoke some ribs, you might as well smoke a bunch of them. Because it takes, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to just smoke like one slab of ribs because it takes too much time. So you want to have some people over. You want to have a crew over. And what I like to do is, if I'm going to smoke four slabs of ribs, let's use four different sauces and let everybody, you know, try them out and see which ones they like.
We love the way you think. That is exactly what we'd like everybody to do.
They buy
four different sauces.
It's perfect, though, because, I mean, like you said, like the apple harvest one.
Right.
The harvest apple. It's going to be a little different, you know? And so, like, you serve a few different slabs of ribs, you slice them all up and tell them, hey, that plate right there, that's got this kind that you haven't tried before and you might like it.
Mike,
you know?
What if you're having the Fox guys over to smoke?
If you're having them over.
Any of those in particular?
You know what? Try it all.
They're welcome at any time.
You know, I had a smoker for 15 years, but then he moved to Colorado. And so Marco took his place, but nobody's business. So, again, what's your favorite? You never said what of these five.
I like the Harvest Apple.
He likes the Harvest Apple. He goes outside the box. Will you chastise him for that later?
Pacific
no,
each his own.
Absolutely
that's fine.
Not. He's picking the sauce that has won over 200 awards.
Send him up to Pacific Northwest on like a marketing campaign out there.
There you go.
So tell people again what they need to know if they want to get any one of these five delicious sauces. I recommend the original Pitmaster or the Kansas City Classic. Those are delicious, but they're all good. I like them all. What's your vote for number one? What did you say, Namdi?
I'm going to go with Kansas City Classic with Harvest Apple, close second.
What does Nate Bucati say?
Boy, this might be unpopular take, but the Texas Hill Country is my favorite.
You son of a...
I'd go Texas Hill Country, original Pitmaster, Kansas City Classic, Harvest Apple, Smoky Mustard. And I like all five, though. I mean, I like all five.
And again,
five.
You like all, but are you at least somewhat offended he said Texas number one, sitting in a studio in Kansas City? Are you taking it back?
I hate saying that.
No, you know what? If he's buying American Stockyard and using our products on his ribs, it can be in any flavor of his choice.
As long as you're in his wallet, you don't care what he wants. He just, you know. Okay, so tell people how they can get their hands on these delicious sauces. What a great present for Father's Day, and you guys got a whole bunch more. SpiceandFoods.com. Tell people where they can get it, what they need to know coming up for Father's Day, and then 4th of July also.
That's right. We don't want to forget about 4th of July. It's a huge grilling time, smoking time. But you can get our sauces. Obviously, you can always go to spiceandfoods.com and buy them right online. But they're available here locally in your local hen house and your Price Choppers, as well as specialty stores throughout the Kansas City area. But certainly, you can always come down to our gift shop and buy them there, and we're always stocked, so you won't ever experience an out of stock when you come down to Spice and Foods on either a Friday or a Saturday. That's when our gift shop is open.
What's the hours on Friday and Saturday for people to get down there?
10 to 3.
No, everyone can get down there 10 to 3 on Friday and Saturday.
I'll go ahead and throw this out there too. While you're down there, put your own gift basket together for your dad. Get all the different barbecue sauces and get a few different of the hot sauces, too.
Then that's right. Paint is good as hot sauces right there.
And then get the bomb and don't tell Dad about it. And just put it on his ribs.
Yeah,
hey,
bit.
Dad, I got something for you.
You know.
Get him going. I would actually do that to my dad.
Oh,
he would
man.
Be furious. But
their hot sauces, I mean, are incredible on chicken wings. I love to smoke chicken wings, too, and their hot sauces are amazing. So get some of those while you're down there.
Well, we had so much fun with you last time with the hot sauces that this time we really did want to take it easy. Enjoy our delicious
sauces. I'm not
sauces.
Dripping with sweat like I was last time. See that?
I'm
dripping with sauce.
I guess the most important question is how many ribs did you bring in here?
There is a lot left over there in that other room.
Do you think we could eat them all before the other shows get here? Because I'd like to try because it's only fair.
You can make the effort, that's for sure.
Spice and Foods. Spiceandfoods.com, and they get everything, right?
Spiceandfoods.com, you can get everything, or shop your local hen house and Price Chopper, or your specialty stores around Kansas City. It's all available to you. So that is our American Stockyard brand, and I hope you enjoyed the ribs from Joe's Kansas City.
Oh, it's wonderful. Fantastic. And maybe we have a new spokesperson, Namdi the intern. Seemed like he had the
Trust
the right
Me Bro barbecue. I like that.
Trust Me Bro sauce. That's
might be a name you can
right.
You know,
Trust Me Bro
that,
sauce.
Right. There we go. That's Namdi, who's so far been the star of the show. Thank you to the great folks. Thanks, Mike, for Spicin' Foods. Go to spicinfoods.com, and you can watch the video on what was it, on Facebook. We have later on. Paige says yes. Paige says end the segment so I can eat some ribs too on Sports Radio 810 WHB. This is a very Kansas City segment. Okay, we have Joe's Kansas City ribs smothered in this delicious barbecue sauce, the Kansas City Classic from American Stockyard. And now we're going to talk about, hopefully, the World Cup coming to Kansas City with Catherine Holland, the director of the KC 2026 FIFA World Cup bid. Catherine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well. Thank you for having me.
Are you describe your emotions to me at this moment? Are you thrilled? Are you nervous? Are you anxious? How are you feeling right now?
I'm nervous because it's obviously a huge announcement, and we've been working on this for 5 years now. But I'm also thrilled because we have gotten to this point, right? I mean, we're one of 22 final cities, and I know, obviously, intimately how strong our bid is. We delivered on everything that FIFA requested and then some. So I feel really, really good about what we've submitted, and I think it's Kansas City's time to shine, and I think that we presented our city in the best light we possibly could.
So will you, for people that don't know, because I do think it's interesting, how did you become the director of the World Cup bid for Kansas City? Because that's a lot of pressure. That's a lot. If it comes through, then they will be throwing rose petals at your feet today at Power and Light. And so tell me how this all came about, and this has been a long process, a lot of work into this.
It has. And I mean, it's an incredible privilege to sort of lead this project. But to be clear, it's been, you know, collaborative from the start. And we certainly would not be here today if it weren't for a lot of different organizations and entities and individuals who, you know, contributed over the past few years. I was working at the Sports Commission. I was born and raised in Kansas City and moved away for a while. I lived in New York City for 12 years and then San Francisco for a couple of years, always working in sort of sports and entertainment. And then I was, you know, frankly, I left San Francisco and was going to make my way back to New York. And Kathy Nelson, I met Kathy Nelson, and she actually gave me the opportunity to serve as executive director of the 2017 U.S. Figure Skating Championship. So that was my first job back here in Kansas City. And for me, it was a good opportunity to spend a year here and see if I wanted to, you know, come back home. And then after that, worked on the NFL draft bid, which was also incredibly exciting, and was always working sort of behind the scenes with the larger bid group, you know, that was comprised of representatives from obviously, the cities and then the Sporting Kansas City, the Chiefs, so on and so forth. But then, you know, leading into planning for the site visit in October, which was a massive undertaking, it was just sort of was determined that there probably should be someone, you know, the kind of the face of the bid and at the helm organizing all of these entities that were contributing to the work of delivering this bid. So I was lucky enough to be afforded that opportunity, and it's really been just the privilege of a lifetime to work on this project.
Okay, so as a Kansas City native, you understand our city. You know what makes it great. What would you say was your biggest challenge in trying to convey that message to people that don't quite grasp what our city's all about?
Yeah, I mean, I think, listen, we're competing with the likes of, you know, Miami and New York City and San Francisco and LA, and those are obviously very big tourist destinations, and it's likely that the members of the FIFA delegation who were conducting the site visits have been to those markets before, and we've hosted, you know, some pretty major soccer events, international friendlies, CONCACAF matches, and things like that. So there were a handful of individuals in the delegation who had been here, but I think it was really about during the bid process, letting them know that, like, we are a metropolitan hub and a destination in and of itself. We're located in the middle of a country. We're very convenient to all of the other bidding cities. But really, honestly, I mean, it was kind of critical to get them here on the ground in Kansas City and show them everything that we have to offer, show them that the city is easy to navigate from a transportation standpoint. Obviously, leading into this segment, you mentioned Joe's Kansas City Barbecue. They had one request when they came, and that was that they needed to have Kansas City Barbecue. So
that's right.
Joe's catered our lunch for the delegation. And I also think that was an opportunity to just showcase, like, if we can plan this massive site visit and it goes off without a hitch, I mean, that's just one other step in the right direction for our sort of ability to be able to plan and host the matches in 2026.
I want to get into the details of that site visit because I got to witness a little bit of it in just a second. But once again, we're visiting with Catherine Holland, who's been in charge of Kansas City's World Cup bid. We finally find out after, what, 5-plus years of work on this deal, if Kansas City's going to be a World Cup city coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon down in the Power and Light. We invite everybody to come down and join us. It's going to be a massive party, I think. I got a text message from one of my buddies with Sporting Kansas City who worked with you on the bid, and he just texted me, "Catherine is a GD champ. She's been up and doing interviews for like 4-plus hours today already."
Oh, really?
"And was burning the midnight oil, texting me last night at like 11 p.m. Why were you texting people at 11 p.m. last night, Catherine? Is it this deal? Is it the hay in the barn or whatever they say by this point?
I want to know your source. No, that is very kind. I did get a little bit of sleep last night, but yes, I was in Power and Light from at 4:45 for some early media, live media hits, which is great. The media coverage has been, you know, incredible. But, you know, our work isn't done. We've got a big day ahead of us. There are a lot of moving pieces, managing sort of the requirements that FIFA has outlined with respect to announcing or not announcing. We're hosting sort of a celebratory party for some of the very key individuals who have been involved with the bid start to finish. So the work is not over. I there's been a lot of sort of speculation about our chances of winning, and I think I was responding no comment to a lot of that speculation maybe at 11 o'clock last night. But we have worked so hard, and this is it, right? Like, I joke that we're in the 120th minute of regulation, and I just I wasn't going to sleep much anyway, and admittedly they were probably texting me and I was responding. But it's just a really exciting day. It's hard to sleep when you have this massive announcement pending that, again, like, so many people across our region have worked so hard on.
And Nate can identify. He was nodding his head because he's also been known to be at PNL at 4:45 in the morning. different.
Hey.
No interviews. I just don't. Wasn't sure, but that's fine. Yeah, but you know, she said, yeah, she agrees.
Yeah,
she gets it.
This. By the way, this again is our Women's Sports Weekly segment that we've been doing on the show here on Sports Radio 810 for a few weeks now, and presented by our friends at Margarita. So, Catherine, I know this is the top of your list of priorities today. It's all downhill from here, but you get a $50 gift card from Margarita's being our special guest this week. So our thanks to Margarita's for that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll bring that down and hand deliver it to you today when we have this party. But I did. We're trying to spotlight women in sports and women's sports, but you are obviously, you've talked about your work on the NFL draft bid, this World Cup bid. You tell me about the Rugby World Cup real quick, too, because you just kind of mentioned that when I was talking to the Sports Commission the other day. What's going on there?
Yes. So, you know, I think what can't be sort of, under discussed is the fact that, you know, becoming a host city finalist has you know, obviously sort of catapulted us onto the stage internationally. And the USA Rugby, when they were bidding to host the 2031 Men's Rugby World Cup and 2033 Women's, I might have those two flipped, so bear with me. But what a lot of people don't know is the Rugby World Cup is the second largest single sport event in the world, wow, behind the FIFA World Cup. So it's no slouch, right? It's not a slouch event. So we had obviously made it to this phase with the FIFA World Cup bid, and we were contacted. We were a little bit delayed in submitting some of our intent to bid materials with USA Rugby. And they reached out to us directly and you know, very kindly said, we really, really hope that you will consider submitting a bid for these events. So it's always really nice to sort of have those things happen, which demonstrate that, you know, your hard work pays off, and that, you know, in the event that we don't get named a host city for the FIFA World Cup, there are other incredible opportunities down the line for Kansas City to continue to, again, shine and sort of dominate in the world of sports in a big way.
Well, let's find out a little more about you. In doing homework for this interview, I learned that you played field hockey, basketball, and soccer at Pembroke Hill. I graduated from St. Pius. There's no reason we still can't get along. That's fine.
Yeah.
But so what was your best sport? Or were you just good at all of them? What are we talking
about?
Well,
it's funny that you say that. I guess arguably field hockey was probably my best sport. And it's funny because I played goalie, and I played soccer. So soccer was my favorite sport, and I played soccer in college. But field hockey was probably my best sport. We didn't have a goalie at the time, and my coach was like, Catherine, like, you play soccer. Why don't you, you know, suit up and see what happens? And because I was used to clearing a soccer ball pretty far down the field, I actually had some really strong goalie talents for field hockey. And so she said, you're our goalie. And I was like, no, I need to be on the field. I need action. I'm a midfielder. I can't be in the goal.
That's right.
And she was like, I'm the coach. You're the player. You're going to be our goalie. And I ended up being a very good field hockey goalie, which was a lot of fun. Took home a state championship in basketball, though, in my sophomore year.
Wow.
Sports have been a huge part of my entire life. But truthfully, soccer was my favorite to play.
Wow, that's we have a Kansas City sports legend,
right,
now helping bring a legendary Kansas City sports event to our hometown. After stints on each coast, and I think that makes it like that much more powerful. The idea that you're from here, you spent time in New York City and on the West Coast.
Uh-huh.
Does it give you an extra perspective on what we? Because like Stephen asked, maybe what the biggest challenge was. What do you think the biggest thing is that we have to offer in terms of maybe that would stand out to you that you realize maybe people don't appreciate? Did you come to appreciate more after being on both coasts?
Absolutely. I mean, I kind of mentioned sort of the collaborative nature of this bid, but I think what we really tried to impress upon FIFA is that, you know, when you're working, we might be one of the smaller markets bidding, but we're also one of the most efficient markets. We can get to the people that we need to get to at all levels, right? Like from the state government, the county government, the local government, big companies headquartered here, the, you know, ownership of all the professional teams. Because of the size of our community, and I think the sort of like commitment to community that Kansas City boasts, we can get to all those people to support that collaboration and to get answers and to get, you know, the deliverables that FIFA requested. Let me tell you, it's probably a lot harder for a New York or an L.A., you know, to get those answers, to get the information that is required. And here in this market, in this region, we are really good collaborators, good planners, and efficient event executors. And I think they recognize that, particularly through the site visit.
Okay, Catherine, for a minute, talk to maybe our listeners that may not be big soccer fans or don't quite grasp what this will mean.
Sure.
What would this bring to the city? Because, I mean, regardless of whether you're a fan of soccer, everyone here wants what's best for the city and wants to see something like this happen in Kansas City. So tell us what this would mean to Kansas City, what this would bring to our town, and how important it is from that perspective.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm sure, you know, you have heard the comparisons that if we're named a host city, we'll probably get 5 to 7 matches, and that's the equivalent of hosting, you know, 5 to 7 Super Bowls over the course of 4 to 6 weeks. So, you know, the economic impact is almost immeasurable, hundreds of millions of dollars in economic impact. The University of Tennessee at Knoxville did a study for Nashville, and they looked at the economic impact for hosting four matches. And I would say, like, we're a pretty comparable market to Nashville at this point. And they estimated that it could generate $695 million in incremental economic impact, which is just, I mean, that's just incredible. So through, you know, obviously tourism dollars, job creation, you know, all of those factors that contribute to that. But, you know, not to mention the viewership of the FIFA World Cup. To put it sort of in perspective for us here locally, about 96 million people tuned in to view the 2021 Super Bowl, to watch our beloved Chiefs compete in the Super Bowl. Over 3.5 billion people tune in to watch the World Cup. I mean, that's over half the world's population to tune in to watch this event. So for Kansas City to be a market hosting matches, I mean, it's absolutely marketing exposure that we could never buy. No one could ever buy. So, you know, I think welcoming people in town to Kansas City to sort of stimulate that sort of economic development, plus showcasing Kansas City and everything we have to offer on the international front is just, it's unparalleled. It's the biggest sporting event we could ever host.
Up to $700 million+ of economic impact. 3.5 billion people watching our city get highlighted. Not to mention the thousands and thousands of people that would come here and witness our town, and opening up the opportunity to bid for things like the Rugby World Cup, which would be incredible. By the way, I've never watched a rugby match live and in person, and I would absolutely go to every one of those if that came to town. All right, so Catherine, to bring it home, and I want to say this too, Stephen, because I went down when they had the site visit. And they did a press conference on stage in the Power and Light, and they had dining room tables set up for all of the delegates with this Joe's Kansas City Barbecue catered in. And I walked around with some of the people that were working on the site visit, and they showed me every single detail that they thought of. And I know no matter what happens today, this crew led by Catherine Holland did everything imaginable and more so to put our best foot forward. So I just applaud every single person. I'm so proud to be from Kansas City because of how many different people that are so capable and dedicated and hardworking that are doing this because of their civic pride, how much they love the city, that I'm excited. And I think this afternoon, Catherine, to bring it around, is going to be another example of that, because all I see on Twitter this morning is reactions from people saying they're going to be down in the Power and Light at 3:30 this afternoon to be a part of this. Fox knows that we party better when it comes to these events than anyone, because they televised everything we did with the Women's World Cup a few years ago. They're going to be down televising our watch party for this thing today. I know you're going to be there. The mayor's going to be there. Mm-hmm. I saw that people from Sporting Kansas City and the KC current owners have been tweeting out that they're going to be down there. Any other reasons you want to sell it? How can you sell this to people that, if they're not already planning to come down this afternoon, to come down and party with us?
Listen, you said it better than I ever could. I mean, this is just an opportunity, regardless of what happens, to celebrate Kansas City and to show you know, pride in our city and pride in the efforts of everybody to bring this event. But you know, we've won either way at the end of the day. You know, Kansas City is a force to be reckoned with. We're an incredible market. There are so many good things to come. So, yeah, I would just encourage everybody to come out and have a good time and celebrate with us.
Catherine, thank you so much for your time. And, again, it's early to congratulate, but congratulations on great work, and we look forward to a big celebration this afternoon.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Awesome stuff, and very excited. Nate, I don't know if anyone can – The Drake, by the way, is walking around with one rib. He's very excited about that. But your excitement is bleeding through the radio. It's palpable. You can come in here and cut it with a knife. Namdi actually tried that, and he was able to. And so, again, tell people you were very unsure. You're very, very iffy. Now, declare. Tell people where to go and what time, please. Won't you?
3:30 today in the Power and Light District.
Will you take pictures if people want to take a picture with you?
Oh, absolutely, man. I would love to take a picture with every single person that comes down there if possible.
Why not married people?
Marco. married
Kelly,
people as well.
Kelly, I'm sorry. That's not a little.
Married people
every
as well.
Every single person. Come on down. I'll take a picture
Groups
with
of people, whatever. Right. Marco said he's coming down. He's gonna be celebrating.
Well, here we go with the party.
With this, so yeah, now you really know the party.
I'm surprised Namdi's not going down. And that's a guy that loves a party. If there's a big event, then he wants to be right in the middle of it. So he's gonna be down there. Yeah. That's the guy you want down there.
Oh yeah, I want everybody down
and
there.
And tell Toby he's your handler. He can help you and you know, give you advice.
He can give you advice on different ways to describe ribs and their sauces. So the broadcast on Fox Sports 1 begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon. We're going to start the festivities around 3:30 to get ready.
Mike Boddicker says he won't be there, but he said to tell you because to take pictures, he said to take a stool so you can stand on the stool and take pictures with people.
I will.
What if he did?
I'll bring like a box to stand
with
on.
And then you stood on it for every picture. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold that camera. All right. Hey,
everybody. God, Nate looks a lot taller in all these pictures.
Looks fantastic.
I just saw some announcements just keep coming out. Christian Pulisic, who is the biggest star of the national team right now, he's going to be on the television broadcast. As the Fox crew that I had over to my house for ribs a couple of weeks ago.
I didn't hear about that. When did that happen? Why don't you tell us more about that?
They're going to be hosting this coverage. Stu Holden and Alexi Lalas, who I think you once did a radio show with,
if
I remember correctly.
I did. And Big Daddy's Cajun Kitchen, which has long since vanished.
Well, but not because of that show.
No, well, kind of, to be honest with you.
But they're going to be hosting the show. And we're going to be watching it down in the Power and Light District. And I know that a huge contingent from the KC Cauldron is going to be there. I think it's and Fox is expecting us to have a big crowd, so that's why they're sending a television crew here to show our reactions. And I think that it's I am very obviously very very. I've never been to a World Cup game. I really wanted to go when the team was in Brazil and Matt Beasley was playing in 2014.
Chad said that during any World Cup matches here in Kansas City that he wants you to anchor here.
He wants to stay here.
Yeah. Do live cut-ins to all the I told him, I said, he probably wants to go to the matches. And then Chad said, but it's what I want for the station. I said, well, I agree. So I signed off on it, too.
Well, I appreciate that. The idea of going to a World Cup game anywhere in the United States would be like an ultimate bucket lister for me. The idea of having, she said 5 to 6 games, right? The idea of having 5 of those types of games here in our hometown, in Arrowhead Stadium, where you and I have spent thousands of hours of the happiest, sports moments of our lives.
How about this?
Right here in town. I just can't even.
Let's pretend. Let's prepare. Next commercial break, I want you to go stand out there, right? I'll get up here on the balcony, and I want you to pretend you're at a Mexico World Cup game, and I'll throw batteries at you. Would you like to do that?
I don't think that is likely to happen here.
It's absolutely likely to happen here if you let me.
No, I don't want you to throw batteries at me.
Right.
That's not the part of.
No, but I said Mexico. You could pretend you were in Mexico. Is what I'm saying. You said you want to go anywhere.
Mexico's going to get a couple of sides. I'd go to a game in Mexico if I could.
Right. No batteries still in here, but in Mexico.
I've been to 3 stadiums in Mexico.
Maybe throw a battery at
MX games. Nobody threw any batteries. Actually, everybody was mostly pretty nice.
Right.
At all 3 places, except for at Monterrey, they talked a little trash to us because they were kicking our ass. But nobody threw anything at me.
Me and Marco will be 2 Mexicans. We'll throw something at you in the next commercial break just to get you ready. We're trying to get you hyped up, man.
I not seem hyped up?
No.
I don't seem hyped up to you?
Yeah, you seem hyped up on some, you've had like 9 cups of coffee.
Here's the thing. I feel very, very confident in this bid because
what will you do?
I watched the site visit. I saw, and I know everything about all
what
the
will
people.
You do when they announce it, when you see Kansas City? What will you do?
I don't know. I mean, I'm hopefully going to be on stage running around, waving a flag, being an idiot like usual when I'm up there. But you've been up there with me for those watch parties.
Do what I did when the Royals won the World Series and fall twice, like the nasty plunge into a temporary bar and shatter a bottle of liquor that will cause a tremendous bruise up and down your spine for weeks.
Should I jump into the cauldron?
Yeah.
If they're there?
Sure.
I mean, you jumped off stage into the arms of some Chiefs fans when Patrick Mahomes was drafted.
Right.
I feel like I'm getting a little too old to be jumping off stages at this point.
Wait till the next time Kansas City gets the World Cup.
Okay, I'll send a message to the Cauldron and ask them if they'll catch me if I jump into
Do it, man. All right, go down there and take a look at Nate. What time?
3:30.
Where?
Come on down. 3:30 Power and Light District.
And get there at 3:30.
Yeah, because Hot Country Nights is right after, so they're going to kick us
out
at
5:30. Are you staying for Hot Country Nights?
But I think we can find a few places around there to party.
Are you going to stay for Hot Country Nights was the question.
Probably not.
You should.
Who's performing tonight?
Does it matter? It's a Hot Country Night.
Well, it's funny because I said something to Marco there, and he said it's going to be too hot outside.
I've seen him at P&L.
Hot Country Nights. What do you want?
I've seen him try to work his magic at P&L. I invite him down there to spend time with my family.
To work his magic. He's up on the balcony. Implies he wasn't very successful.
The whole time he's up on the balcony, he's showing a girl his phone. Whatever was on his phone, I have no idea.
Sure, it was really impressive. The whole time.
I showed you. I got pictures of it.
I saw it.
You know the stairs, and there's that little right there.
The balcony on the stairs.
He's up there. Hey, come here, look at this. And God only knows what was on that phone.
A picture of him with Stephen St. John.
Well, maybe.
I know him.
I don't know, something like that. A picture of his brother. He goes, this could be me if I worked out for 2 straight years.
And get angry.
Yeah. Because when Nico came here, we decided that his older brother is, if Marco had a scowl on his face and worked out for 2 straight years.
And, ate a lot of protein.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you do that?
No. Work out? No, no.
He goes, work out? No, I can't do that.
Nico is, he's like if Marco became the Incredible Hulk, you know.
That's right. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Okay, come on down. Come join us.
Come on down.
Like you said.
Hot Soccer Nights down at P&L.
If you're wondering if you should swing by and party with us today, like you said, Stephen, nah, just come down the next time we get named as a World Cup city. I think it's going to happen. I mean, I can tell Catherine's still nervous. I'm a little nervous, but I think it's going to happen, and I feel like we're all pretty confident in that.
Someone else who's very nervous is Jesse Newell, because immediately I could see the remorse in his eyes after agreeing to come in studio. He's like, boy, this is better on the phone.
You saw me in my awesome muscle shirt?
He's like, okay, I got to go. Back after this on WHB.